intercept those missiles. ABC's Martha Raddatz has more.
I think that the U.S. is getting ready to defend Israel in any way they can, through anti-missile systems on ships and whatever else they can do to try to stop those incoming missiles into Israel and basically back up the Israelis in this sort of effort.
Israel's emergency services says at least 41 people were injured. This is ABC News. In Florida, a young girl undergoing several surgeries after a shark attack in shallow waters while snorkeling in Boca Grande. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the anxious mother who was talking to responding officers after this week's attack.
Leah's mother thankful her daughter survived.
To go.
I'm just happy she's alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, me too. And she seems very strong, she's holding herself together very well.
Her mom sharing this update on Instagram, showing Leah in her hospital bed, praising God, and the doctors writing, Leah had a very lung surgery to save her hand, and doctors were able to get blood flow to her entire hand and all of her fingers.
Measles cases in the U.S. nearing 1,200 cases, stretching across 34 states. The CDC says there were 29 new cases just from last week's update. This year's numbers are nearing a 30-year record level. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Clouds tonight with a low of 53, warmer with sun tomorrow, high 81. Scattered clouds tomorrow night with a low of 60, mixed skies and summer-like on Father's Day. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high of 80. And warm and muggy on Monday with scattered showers and storms possible and a high of 86. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and hazy. Our winds are out of the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour. And our temperature is now down to 70 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. In the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness peace I've found is you don't live in bigger houses. Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond that she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it when your whole world's standing there. 'Cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy, Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me. Double stop signs, that's something we be blowing by. Yeah, we always down to ride. Blonde hair, green eyes. Yeah, this life, if I ever left it, something I'd be missing. Sipping on some tea and it's a little bit twisted. The girls like to dance and they really like kissing. Two-stepping down at the bar, that's how we living. And big wheels so we never get stuck, but if we do, we still winning. Yeah, we spin the block now, even got a top down. Look, my mother up now, all night. People going all night, staying on it Friday night. Football lights and bonfires, go a couple friends so the party never ends. Whiskey and tequila, 'cause we about to get it in. Yeah, we spin the block now, even got a top down. Look, my mother go up now, and this one for my people in them small towns. Pass me a beer right now. Still sober, but we don't know how. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Look, my mother up now. All night, people going all night. Staying on it Friday night. Football lights and bonfires. Pick up a couple friends so the party never ends. Whiskey and tequila, 'cause we're about to get it in. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Look, my mother up now. And this one for my people in them small towns. We'll be right back.
caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Everyone, and welcome to Home Talent Baseball. Tonight's featured game will pit the Reedsburg Beavers against the Cazenovia Reds at Cazenovia Memorial Park. And the game is coming up from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com following our pregame show tonight from WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Russian Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
This weekend's hometown baseball schedule in the northern section. Tomorrow afternoon, Mazamani plays Wanakee at 1, and Cazenovia will be in Reedsburg for a 6 o'clock game tomorrow night. The northern section features Cross Plains at Ashton on Sunday, Black Earth at Middleton, and Sauk Prairie hosting Mazamani. And in the western section, Argyle at Blanchardville, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb is at Scholesburg-Benton, Ridgeway at Wyota, Dodgeville at Belleville, Verona at Hollandale, and Muscadet at Arena. Arena has been a really up-and-coming franchise, and they've been undefeated in Sunday League action. I talked to one of their managers, Nick Larson, about that.
We're getting off to a real nice start here. Got a good group of guys. I've been fortunate to coach them, most of them since they've been about 12 years old, and it's kind of coming full circle here. And they're really playing some good ball together, and our pitching is doing well and getting some nice timely hitting.
Arena manager Nick Larson, as his team prepares to host Muscadet coming up on Sunday, we will have that game as well on these airwaves. Coming up, we'll talk to Nick Stittleberg with the Cazenovia Reds. They're hosting Reedsburg. The Pirates trying to avenge a loss that they suffered a couple of weeks ago in Night League action to Cazenovia. So we'll talk about that and more as we lead toward game time in a moment here on the pregame show from WRCO Sports. Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nick Stittleberg, Cavs manager, joins us. Nick, you know, you're close. You got some young guys in the game Sunday. I think the final score of that game was closer than the final indicated, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yep. We got down on ourselves a little bit there early on when they scored a couple runs on us, and unfortunately we couldn't quite recover from it. But there's always a new game and a new week for us.
It seemed to me, you know, the young guys, in fact, a couple of guys that were just juniors in high school, were the leading hitters. It seems like these guys are kind of adding a little bit of fire to the lineup, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, yep. Better batting than we've had. I think Isaac Jennings hit his first home run for us on Sunday. So hopefully we can keep that going and carry it over. And with them back in the fold, too, now that our defense is a little better, but with guys more properly positioned to what they're comfortable with as well.
You played Reedsburg a couple of weeks ago in Night League and beat them. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, guys were excited for that. We were still a little shorthanded, but I think Reedsburg was as well, and most teams are early in the year. Before they get any of their high schoolers or some of their college kids back. But remember Nathan Bauer started on the mound for us. He threw, I think, five innings for us, did very well. We had a couple other guys that have played for us in the past that had to fill in for us, and I think three of those guys, I think they all got hits for us. So everybody contributed a little bit for us, and we put scored some runs when we got runners on when we needed to, and everything worked out perfect for us that night.
Yeah, it turns out you played Reedsburg twice this weekend with a night league game tonight, and I know you're fired up to play them again, aren't you?
Absolutely. Reedsburg, yeah, it's one of those rivalries, I guess you could say. But the guys are always excited to play those games, and hopefully we get a couple wins this weekend.
You play your night games oftentimes on Friday night, especially at home, and you get a pretty good crowd on Friday night, don't you?
Yep, absolutely. That's kind of why we prefer Friday nights over the customary Thursday night games. A lot of the guys work factory jobs, too, where they got to work early 5 o'clock Friday morning, and if you're getting home at 11 o'clock or later from an away game on Thursday nights, it doesn't work out well, and the fans are the same way. So they go have their fish early and come to the game afterwards, and good start for the weekend.
Well, you're getting the night league games going, and the Sunday league, you're kind of right in the heart of the schedule now. Do you plan to kind of play a little bit different lineup in the night league games?
Yep. We've always been of the belief that Thursday night league is kind of our development league. So if we have all the guys there Thursday and Sunday, the guys that don't start on Sunday are going to play more and start on Thursday night league for us. So that way everybody's getting some playing time and getting some at-bats and hopefully improving a little bit throughout the season.
Who generally pitches in the night league games, Nick?
Usually this year we've kind of had Nathan Bauer, but he's getting married this weekend. Good for him. So he's going to unfortunately miss tonight and Saturday. So we're probably going to have some combination of a couple of the high schoolers, I think, pitch possibly tonight for us. I don't know. Garrett Jennings might start for us. I'm thinking we haven't quite set anything in stone, but he threw really well this high school season, and looking to get some good quality innings out of him and the other guys as well.
I can't believe that Nathan's future wife, you know, she would let him play this weekend. What's up with that?
I don't know. We told him, we asked him what he was thinking when he didn't have an early spring or late fall wedding, but it is what it is. So happy wife, happy life. So
yeah.
Congratulations to both of them. So.
You bet. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Nick, and we'll talk to you tonight at Kaz.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil.
You bet. Nick Stittleberg joining us here on WRCO Sports.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Get ready for Sunshine Golf and Giving Back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO.
We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cargno Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Cairns State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
From Cazenovia Memorial, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Home Talent Baseball. It's a beautiful night for a game. The Reedsburg Pirates are here, the Cazenovia Reds are here, and right now it is time for our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaked, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home.
Nice job. Thank you. That was Cameron Greenwood with our national anthem. Kaz always does a bang-up job with our national anthem and honoring our country with some local singers. We'll be back with the announcement of the starting lineups and the first pitch in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Cazenovia in the field tonight, starting Garrett Jennings on the mound. Garrett Granger behind the plate. Hunter Schmidt at first base. At second base, Avery McGlynn. Isaac Jennings is the shortstop, and Sammy Clary at third base. Brady McGlynn in left field. Monty Jennings in center. Colton Greenwood is in right field. Leading off for Reedsburg, number 30, Sawyer Molitor in center field. Wyatt Molitor playing shortstop, hitting number two. Jake Wagner, the right fielder, hits third. Extra hitter James Corwith is hitting cleanup. Logan Sullivan at third base, batting fifth. Mark Oppmer is the catcher. And then Lincoln Smith follows. He'll be starting pitching tonight. Cooper Oaks at first base, followed by Connor Adams at second. And Aaron Nephartz, who is in left field for the Pirates. Visiting here tonight for a nightly game, trying to avenge a 6-5 loss to the Reds just a couple of weeks ago. Reedsburg flying high. They have a team headed to state in WIAA high school baseball. And Don Molitor and Wyatt Molitor are a big part of that coaching as well. And so good luck to them next week at Fox City Stadium. We are getting set for the action first pitch of the ball game, and they are right on time in Cazenovia, 7:30, and it's 66 degrees, and here is the first pitch of the ball game. It's a strike, nothing in one to Sawyer Molitor.
So here calls time and stands back in. A little bit of a breeze blowing across the field tonight for this one. 0-1 offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. All of the balls and strikes tonight. Ryan Elvin and Jacob Hipsch on the bases. Here's the 0-2 offering. That is down low. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Fans continuing to file in. I can smell the popcorn. Session stand up and running. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward the pitcher. Off of the pitcher toward first base at Caroms. And getting on is Sawyer Molitor. And hopefully Garrett Jennings is all right. Looks like he is. It kind of caromed off of his shoulder, off his arm. And that's his throwing arm as well. So we'll give him a little bit of extra time there. It goes as a hit for Sawyer. And the batter will be Wyatt Molitor. Wyatt, number 21. So they're going to give Garrett Granger a chance to throw a warm-up pitch after getting hit. And he says, I'm all right. He says, thumbs up. They're checking on him. And looks like everybody's going to be all right and continue play. Sawyer Molitor at first base for the Pirates. And here is Wyatt, the shortstop. Just the helmet and stands in. So Garrett Jennings works from the stretch. Runner leads slightly at first base. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. One ball and no strikes. Fans continuing to file in here to Cazenovia tonight. Hot time in the old town. Boy, downtown was busy tonight, too, in Caz. Pitch is ripped to center. Center fielder coming over, and Monty Jennings hauls it in for out number one. One away for Jake Wegner. Jake is playing right field tonight and batting in the third spot. Runner stays at first base for the Pirates. Adorned in their black and gold. Gaz in the hometown red and white. Throw to first and the runner is back in time. It's a very nice night. It is a little cool. Folks bringing out the sweatshirts tonight. It's not officially summertime yet. Sawyer leading at first, and here's the pitch, and it's going to be taken by Wegner for a strike. Jake taken all the way. Hunter Schmidt playing the bag at first base for the Reds. The pitch is down low, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. Ball goes back to Jennings. Sawyer with a little bigger lead this time. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. 2-1. Lots of players that played in this past high school season for the Caz Reds. Talked to managers Greenwood and Spittleberg about that. Here's one fouled on the first base side and out of play. Talking about the young guys kind of breathing a little life into the franchise. And we saw that a little bit on Sunday, even though they lost, but getting a little closer and getting a few more players tonight. Getting through all the graduation parties and everything. Garrett Jennings ready. The pitch bounced toward third. Sammy Clary down on it. Picks, throws, and they didn't get him. And now moving on to third base is Sawyer Molitor. Throw to third, tagged by Sammy Clary, and they got him. So Sawyer is thrown out for out number two. They didn't get him at first base. But Hunter Schmidt wheeled it right back to third, and it was in time. So Wegner reaches base, and the batter will be James Corwit. That's a big out for the Caz Reds, getting that lead runner. Now Corwit will dig in from the right side. And here we go. Runner leads slightly. Garrett Jennings to the belt. The pitch down low, wild, and back to the screen, and back to onto second base is Jake Wegner. So a runner at second base. One ball and no strikes. Both teams using the extra hitter role tonight. So Cazenovia batting, looks like 11 or 12. Here's the pitch. Popped foul out of play. One ball and one strike. Pirates hitting 10, looks like. Extra hitters for Kaz. They could do that in the night league, trying to get more players ABs and a chance to get a little more experience for some of the young guys. Chopper to left field. In there for a base hit. Pass to diving Isaac Jennings. Picked up by Brady McGlynn. The runner is going. Throw home, not in time, and the Pirates take the lead. Jake Wegner scores all the way from second base, and Corwith with the RBI single. So it is 1-0 Reedsburg, and that'll bring up Logan Sullivan. Logan playing third base today, hitting in that fifth spot. Runner at first base, and two are out. Garrett Jennings to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. One ball and no strikes. Reedsburg not taking a lot of real estate out there at first base for any of the runners. Chopper up the middle, and it's cut off there. Nice play, Isaac Jennings. Flips to Avery McGlynn in time for the force, and that is out number three. Sullivan into a fielder's choice, and that ends the inning. A run on two hits. There was an error, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Reedsburg 1, Cazenovia coming up here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Here's a look at the Cazenovia batting order tonight. Colton Greenwood in right field leads off, followed by the extra hitter, Micah Salisbury. Hunter Schmidt at first base. Then Isaac Jennings hitting cleanup at shortstop. Sammy Clary at third, bats fifth. Monty Jennings, the center fielder, is followed by Houston Boland, an extra hitter. Garrett Jennings, the pitcher. Garrett Granger, the catcher. Brady McGlynn in left field. Avery McGlynn at second base. And Landon Olson is an extra hitter. Lincoln Smith warming up for Reedsburg. Mark Otmer behind the plate. Cooper Oaks at first. Connor Adams at second. Wyatt Molitor is the shortstop. And Logan Sullivan is at third. Aaron Nephart in left. Sawyer Molitor in center. And Jake Wagner is in right field. 1-0 Reedsburg. Here's Colton Greenwood standing in the bottom half of inning number one. From the windup, here's the first pitch. And it's going to be hit high in the air, middle infield. Shortstop ranging back behind second, and he's got it. Wyatt Molitor pulls it in for out number one. Micah Salisbury will be the batter. We've covered a lot of Reedsburg games over the years with their opponent, Richland Center and Cazenovia and Arena. Reedsburg was the site of one of the longest games I ever called. I think it was 15 innings, if I remember right. Had a high school game go 13 last year. But I believe that was the longest that I've ever called. The pitch is down low for a ball. And that was one of the nights where I said, yeah, I'll probably be home by 9, 9.30. And it was more like 12, 12.30. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And it goes a swing. Now, Salisbury couldn't hold the swing. And it's going to be a one-and-one count. I learned not to say that. It's always a night where they expect you at something, or, you know, I'm going to help with something or whatever, and it doesn't work. Here's a high fly to right field, a second baseman back, and Adam hauls it in shallow right field, caught by the second baseman. And there are two up and two down. Hunter Schmidt will be the batter. Hunter made that great throw from first base to get the lead runner over at third after runner had reached base on an error. Hunter recovered and got it over to the bag quickly. Here's the pitch. This one popped foul, out of play. Look out, everyone. Nothing in one. Sheesh. That landed pretty close. Kind of don't have to chase it very far. It's right there. Nothing in one. Smith from the windup. Here's the pitch. Inside. Hunter does the limbo. Gets out of way. One ball and one strike. Hunter's pa, Mark Schmidt, joined me on the broadcast on Sunday. We didn't learn a lot. Had some fun. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Hunter wearing his dad's number, 44. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. So the pass for the Cavs Reds, and now the kind of the past meets the future with a lot of young guys on this team. A lot of promise for the future. 2-2 pitch, strike three, call. Caught the inside corner, and there are three outs. That'll do it. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on for the Cavs Reds. 1-0 Reedsburg after one in Cavs Zenobia here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It is the top of the second inning in Cavs. Mark Otmar will lead off, followed by Lincoln Smith and Cooper Oaks. 1-0 Reedsburg in the lead. Garrett Jennings in for his second inning of work, and the pitch is upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Brewers and Cardinals scoreless tonight. There's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. A lot of hubbub about Mizorowski, the new pitcher. Over 100-mile-an-hour fastballs last night. Here's a chopper foul and strike one. Been hearing about him for quite a little bit. And he, of course, top-rated one of the, I think he was like number two overall ranked player in baseball as far as the prospect concerned. And he had a good game. Hopefully it was all just cramps that he had. He had to leave the game with leg cramps. Pitches upstairs for a ball, 3-1. Brewers have not always had great luck with youngsters and injuries. Here's the pitch, strike two, call. Full count on the batter. Reedsburg with a run and two hits. Advantage of a Cavs error back in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Down low, he walked in. Garrett Jennings just missed. So a runner at first for Lincoln Smith, the pitcher. runner at first. Leadoff man on for the second time tonight for the Pirates. It's a pretty good lead. Jennings with a pitch. It's going to be bounced foul. And it is nothing in one. Mark Ottman has got the sliding gloves on it. You know, you look out there, kind of look like chore gloves. The old yellow chore gloves, right? Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. There's a strike call. Some of the guys in the slow pitch leagues, I think, used to wear those for sliding gloves. Nothing in two. Jennings back and ready. The pitch is down low. One ball and two strikes. A lot of stories out of those leagues. A lot of softball tournaments right in this park back in the day. They still have a few. One and two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by Garrett Granger, and there is one away. Strikeout number one for Garrett Jennings, and Cooper Oaks will be the batter. Oaks stands in. Brief lead for Ottmer at first base for Reedsburg. Jennings with a pitch. It's a strike. Nothing in one to the hitter. Outfield pulled over a little bit for the left-handed batter. Jennings ready. The pitch is outside. One ball and one strike. Sunday will be on hand for a Father's Day broadcast at Arena. Arena taking on Muscadet. 1 o'clock, first pitch. Here's the pitch chopped towards shortstop. Gobbled up by Jennings to second. Bobbled and not in time. It's going to be dropped out there, and the Pirates will have two aboard. A good opportunity there for Kaz to maybe even get two, but wound up not getting one. Two on for Connor Adams, playing second base tonight. Calls time and stands in now. Runners leading at one and two. Ottmer at second. Oaks at first. Here's the pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Both teams playing a considerable amount of players tonight. There's a swinging strike by Adams, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. One away, and here's the pitch. This one ripped in the air toward left field. Some trouble out there, called off by the shortstop. Isaac Jennings makes the call and the grab. Sammy Clary and Brady McGlynn also in the vicinity, but Isaac hauls it in for out number two. That's a fairly substantial out. And the batter, Aaron Nephart. So he will make his way in. Runners lead. Jennings with the pitch. That one is down low. One ball and no strikes. Gaz trying to get out of it without any other damage here in the inning. Two away. The pitch, strike one. One ball and one strike. Top of the order, Sawyer Molitor due next for the Pirates. One and one from Jennings. The pitch, curveball, strike two. Nice pitch from Garrett. Kind of warming up here well. A little more confident out there. Now two strikes on the batter. Here's the pitch outside. Two balls and two strikes. State softball continuing. They'll have five division champions crowned tomorrow in Madison. They've been lucky. They have not had any games delayed by weather this year. 2-2 pitch. Strike three. Call. Caught him looking, and that'll do it. Good finish by Garrett Jennings. In the inning, he strikes out two. No runs. No hits. One error. Two left on for Reedsburg. We go to the bottom of inning number two. 1-0 Reedsburg leading Cazenovia here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
June is heating up with hot deals at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Get Purple Power Extreme Power Cleaner Degreaser starting at just $5.49. And Tri-Fuel, engineered fuel plus oil, ready to use, no mixing needed. Plus, grab a Milwaukee M18 fuel string trimmer with quick lock kit and receive your choice of an edger, brush cutter, or hedge trimmer attachment free. Deals end June 30th, so don't wait. See store for details and get powered up at your local Napa.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It is the bottom of the second inning. Leading off for Kaz will be Isaac Jennings, followed by Sammy Clary and Monty Jennings. They are the 4, 5, and 6 batters tonight in Thursday Night League action. Kaz Reds trailing 1-0 here in the ball game. Jeff Even in the booth, and along with Pat Bergman. Jamie Wishman is here tonight as well in the booth. We got a posse. Here's Isaac Jennings. Standing in, and Lincoln Smith set to work. He struck out one, did not allow a hit in the opening inning. And here's the pitch by the Reedsburg pitcher. That one is up high. 1-0, 0-strikes. They're constructing a new bandstand here at Kaz as well. Got the cement laid. Looks pretty good. 1-0 pitch is down low for a ball. 2 balls and 0 strikes. First concert is coming up over the Kaz. Here's a rip to left base hit by Isaac Jennings. He'll round and look. Solid single, and that'll bring up Sammy Clary. They'll have high mileage, and they'll also have the swing crew during that weekend. Sammy Clary will stand in. Clary and Isaac Jennings battling during the high school season, but teammates here in the home talent season. That's a good thing. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. 0-1. Also on the Cavs schedule this year, I think they got the Stones coming, don't you? A whole truckload of Stones. Yep. 0-1. Here's the pitch. Inside. 1-1. The Jeff Even combo, I think, is going to play one night, aren't they? Going to have a good time. This one down low for a ball. Two on the count. Taylor Swift, I think, is coming. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch. Bounced off the batter. Foul ball. Strike two. So Sammy getting a piece of it. Sammy, a recent graduate of Ithaca High School. Monty Jennings due next, and the Reds with a leadoff man on here. Trying to get something going. Tying run at first. 2-2 offering. The runner is off. It's going to be a ball down low. Throw to second base off the mark, and a slide in for Isaac Jennings. He would have had the base anyway. Stolen base for the Cavs Reds. Isaac continuing his hot streak with the bat. Had a home run. 2-for-4 on Sunday in his first game with the Reds. So a runner now at second base and a full count on Sammy. Smith kicks and fires. That one bounced toward right field. A wild hop knocked down by Oaks. Foot race to the bag won't get him. And on to third is Isaac Jennings. So Sammy Clary on at first. 2 aboard. And the batter will be Monty Jennings, the center fielder. Jennings a chance to bring him around. Nobody out here in the second inning. 1-0 Reedsburg. Here we go. Jennings with the pitch. He's going to swing it and hit it toward right. Well hit. Right fielder is back. He's got it. It will score the run as Isaac Jennings comes in to score on the sacrifice fly. So Isaac will score. Sammy Clary remains at first base. We are even at one. Fly ball out for an RBI, and Houston Poland will be the batter. Houston an extra hitter tonight. He caught on Sunday for the Reds. Good to have that kind of roster and that kind of option as Cavs does now. They've got guys that can play any position, several pitchers. You never have enough pitching. So Bolin gets set to dig in here for the Reds with a runner at first base and one away. There's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Lincoln Smith working from the stretch. Big lead for Sammy Clary at first. And here's the pitch. Change up his call. Strike two. Nothing in two to the batter. Smith checks, and now here's the pitch. Inside, it hit him, I think. Yep, it did. Wait a minute. They're going to talk about it. And they're going to say it hit his hands on the bat, part of the bat. So it did not hit him. It'll go as a ball, right? Runner at first, again getting a big lead. And he's off. The pitch is going to be swung on and fouled. First base side, not a play. A piece of hitting by Houston, another young guy who he, along with Isaac Jennings, over 400 average in the Ridge and Valley Conference this year. And they'll be back for another year. 0-2 to Boland, and the pitch is outside. Couple of steps again for Sammy Clary. Three steps off of first. Here's the pitch. That one outside. So right now the batter stepping out. Back in for a 2-2 offering. There's the pitch. Bounce foul. Boland hanging tough there. Gets a piece of it. So a new baseball out. Sammy Clary getting his friends in tonight. Walking and getting back to first base, and running to second. He's off again by a pretty good pace at first base for the 2-2 offering from Smith. There it is. Reached out and bounced to third. Picked up by Sullivan. Long throw, and they won't get him, or did they? They did. Bang, bang play at first. It will advance the runner, Sammy Clary, to second base. So 2-away. Logan Sullivan, and there was a good dig at first base by the first baseman Cooper Oaks to make that play. Here is Garrett Jennings standing in for the Reds. Lincoln Smith checks the runner at second. Go ahead, run potentially at second. Here's the pitch, high and wild, back to the screen. Clary is going to get on to third base, and he's there. So Sammy at third. One ball and no strikes to Garrett Jennings. These two teams will turn around and play tomorrow night at 6 in Reedsburg at Nishan Park. 6 o'clock start time for that one. It counts as a weekend or a Sunday league game. 1-0 pitch down low. It's going to get by, but not far enough for Clary to advance. It would have been close, but I think they wisely held him up there. Two balls and no strikes. Ballpark is right around the site of the new Pizza Ranch. That's going to be open next week, I believe. That's what Jess told me. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch is outside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. That's the plan, anyway. They got a kids' area. All kinds of new stuff. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Call. 3-1 on Garrett. Jennings back and ready. 3-1 offering. It's going to be outside. He walked in. There are two aboard now in the second inning. And that'll bring up Garrett Granger. Granger, the catcher for the Cavs Reds, will get his gear off and head to the plate. So, nice opportunity. There are two aboard here. Go ahead, run. Sam.